Hello, this is Julian Gerdam from St. Columba's College in Dublin in Ireland. Look at our blog sccenglish.ie for more. This is the fifth Patterns of Poetry talk, short talks. Previous ones include personification, alliteration, titles in poetry. And this is going to focus on the idea of the symbol. Poetry needs to push language to its limits. It's a form of language used by people when they really need the operative word to express strong, complex, or vital thoughts and feelings. So it needs to reach beyond the functional, the mundane, the ordinary in language. And one way it does this is by using symbols. Although symbolism is narrowly defined as a 19th century movement in France, and although in this talk I'm going to use a poem by Yeats, who was influenced by that movement, the use of symbols is common in all poetry and all languages. Broadly speaking, a symbol stands for or suggests something else, often something abstract. It's a form of metaphor, and its etymological origins are helpful. It comes from the ancient Greek meaning to throw together. As I said, the great Irish poet W.B. Yeats was a powerful user of symbols, and we see this in a memorable poem in the sequence Meditations in Time of Civil War. It's number 6, The Stare's Nest by My Window. The sequence meditates, as it says, on the Irish Civil War of 1922-24. And this poem sees the writer in the tower home, Tor Ballylee, he bought in County Galway. A tower might be seen as a symbol of security, both for a writer and a father and husband. But in this poem there is no cosiness, only a clear-sighted and appalled vision of the reality of war, which literally goes past the door. The opening stanza reads, "The bees build in the crevices of loosening masonry, and there the mother birds bring grubs and flies. My wall is loosening. Honey bees, come build in the empty house of the stair." This is vividly evoked. It's not, however, merely a description, but of course highly symbolic. The masonry, like the society beyond the home, is loosening. His own wall is loosening. Yeats's plea is repeated as a refrain, a later talk will discuss this technique, to the honeybees, "Come build in the empty house of the stair." The empty house, or rather nest, is a symbol of a country tearing itself murderously apart, and of a way of life that Yeats knew was doomed. This theme is treated more gently in his poem The Wild Swans at Cool, which is the subject of a much longer podcast I did last October, which can be heard by clicking through on today's post. The bees, sweet, productive, collective, become a symbol of what we do not have. In the second and third stanzas, he describes explicitly the bleak reality of civil war, including the dead young soldier, trundled down his road in his blood. And in the fourth, he summarizes by saying that we Irish had fed the heart on fantasies, the hearts grown brutal from the fair, more substance in our enmities than our love. Oh, honeybees, come build in the empty house of the stair. The whole sequence, Meditations, begins with the poem Ancestral Houses, and its opening lines are, "Surely among a rich man's flowering lawns, amid the rustle of his planted hills, life overflows without ambitious pains." And that's an image undercut by that opening word, surely, which seeks reassurance. One of Yeats's great qualities was an ability to marry the concrete and the abstract in memorable ways. The swans of The Wild Swans at Cool are emblems of a threatened elegance, and the fumbling in a greasy till in his poem September 1913 captures the money-grubbing class he viciously criticizes in that scathing work. Yeats knew the power of symbols.